Welcome to Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut. I'm your host, Alan Watts. On today's program, we visit with the new Kentucky 4-H leadership team. Today, we talk to the leadership team about some of the things they've done in 4-H and some of the things they hope to pass on to other 4-Hers. We hear from President Landry Woodrum, Vice President Deja Hatchett, Secretary Morgan Barnes, and Treasurer Marilia Falcon.
I'm going to be honest with you. Nothing is guaranteed. I mean, this summer was kind of obliterated when it came to 4-H programming out of caution. So going into our training next week, we're really looking forward to finding out what is concrete and what new things we can do this year in order to get around COVID regulations and making sure all of our 4-Hers are safe. So if you had to ask me one thing I'm looking forward to, it is the potential for new events to be held either digitally or in a mixed method that will forever change Kentucky 4-H, because we'll be the first team to do that. So that's what I'm looking forward to, Mr. Watts.
So to kind of nod to what Landry already said, this year has already been faced with a ton of just uncertainty. So I think that one thing I'm very much looking forward to is just making connections, whether that be virtually or if we are allowed to in person. I'm just really looking forward to meeting new people who are like-minded, to being able to mentor younger 4-Hers and just make positive, impactful connections with each and every one of them.
I'm not knowing how I'm going to meet new people and make new connections, if that's over Zoom or technology or in person. I'm really excited to just do that either way.
Everything that they've said sums it all up. Landry said there's a lot of uncertainty with this year, but the one thing that we are sure of is that we have the unique opportunity to build relationships and to break social barriers through our virtual programming throughout the rest of the year. So I am, like the rest of them, really excited to kind of connect with even younger 4-Hers and kind of step into their homes and through the computer screen or through the phone screen, just build that relationship and help to nurture their leadership skills in the best way that we can. And I really look forward to kind of brainstorming how we can do that, how we can make a greater impact through a virtual platform.
I didn't mean to cut one of you off there. I apologize for that a moment ago. Let me ask you this. What message do you want to relate to young 4-Hers out there across the state of Kentucky as you have a chance, whatever format you have a chance to speak to them in this year as an officer? What message do you want to relate to them out there?
Well, that's a challenging question, Mr. Watts. If I could put a message in the mind of every 4-Her right now, it is that don't let in-person challenges prevent you from becoming a better person, from bettering yourself. So throughout the pandemic, Kentucky 4-H, all the way down to the level of local extension offices, has been distributing programming for kids to take home, projects they can do at their house, they can do with their parents and their siblings. So 4-H is focused on positive youth development through the best of times and the worst of times. So if I could put a message in the mind of every 4-Her right now, is that don't let the pandemic stop you from engaging in positive youth development, bettering yourself.
So if I had only one opportunity to instill something valuable to 4-Hers across Kentucky and across the country, if I could only say one thing, I think it would be that your circumstance right now doesn't disqualify your future. So it doesn't matter where you come from, whether you live on a farm on 300 acres of land, or if you live in a small apartment in the middle of the city, you have what it takes. You have everything that you need to succeed and to be great. So I would say that never count yourself out and never sell yourself short.
The message that I'm looking to give off to people is to just always be positive. Just because you did a project in 4-H that you might not have liked as much, you will find something that you like if you stay positive and you're happy about doing projects and you just stay positive while you're doing all the things through 4-H.
And I would like to take everything that they just said, so being positive and not selling yourself short, understand that you are enough and you can do whatever you set your mind to, and to do everything that you possibly can to become a greater version of yourself. and really step outside of the box and step outside of your comfort zone and try to get involved in any way that you can. Reach out to your 4-H agent and ask them if you can help pack bags or try and brainstorm virtual programs with them. Make a video and send it to your 4-H agent, like a demonstration, or just think of some way that you can get involved and make an impact in your community from the inside of your own home.
Our guest today on Traveling to Bluegrass Uncut, the Kentucky 4-H officers. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass.